Welcome, everybody. Today, we are going to go through the overview of hospitality and industry. The key objectives of today's lesson is to provide a broad understanding of the fundamental concepts, components in the hospitality and tourism industries, and to introduce us to you and to show you how dynamic this industry is. We'll also highlight the scope and diversity of the hospitality industry and the tourism industry. We'll bring out the importance of sectors in terms of its employment opportunities, economic impacts, in terms of its impacts, cultural impacts. We'll understand technological trends briefly, and we'll go through the social impacts of that, including the environmental consumptions. Hospitality is a very vibrant sector. It is the most vibrant sector in terms of all other sectors. It is a people-to-people sector. Because being a people-to-people sector, it becomes even more interesting and it plays a very pivotal role in shaping economies, cultures, and global interaction. In today's world, the globe is one, and thanks to the internet. But when people come and visit a particular area or a particular country, the cultural exchange which happens between them makes this an even more vibrant sector than it actually is. It gives different kinds of unparalleled experiences a person goes through, different heights of times of services, and hospitality encompasses leisure, adventure, exploration, even business pursuits. The landscape is huge, and it consists of diverse elements. The word hospitality derives from the Latin word hospes, or guest, or stranger. In India, we have a saying, Atithi Devo Bhava, guest is God. So hospitality comes from those thought processes. It is the reception of visitors, guests who come into your area, or strangers. That's the core. You can also describe it as the relationship between the host and the guest. The way then the experiences shape around it, and the common factor being in shelter, food, environment, entertainment, safety. So these are the aspects of hospitality. There's a broad spectrum of services, include satisfaction of patrons, making them happy, guests meeting the expectation of a particular guest, exceeding their expectations, giving them wow factor, ensuring them they're comfortable. It goes beyond the traditional aspects of hospitality, which are only lodging establishment or restaurants. Now it includes bars, it includes event venues, it includes leisure facilities, it includes tourism agencies, and it's encompassing. So if you go to a particular place, you need everything. You need to stay, you need to drink, you need to eat, you need to see around, mix with the culture, you need to roam around, see the city, meet different people. So it encompasses everything. So hotels, bread and breakfast, homestays, restaurants, bars, nightclubs, cafes, cruises, tour operators, catering businesses, traveling, all part and parcel of this broad hospitality gambit. Now, tourism is even broader than hospitality. Tourism is the notion of exploration and discovery, cultural exchange. So, a person moving from one place to another, which is not its normal residence, is a tourist in the other place. So he goes by what is the destination going to offer me? What are the various attractions? Is it what are the various experiences I can have? How will it enrich me? What will I learn? So most widely used definition of tourism, and you know, in order to qualify oneself as a tourist, is that you're moving from one place to another, which is not my usual place of residence. So I become a tourist. This was proposed by WTO and UN and Stats Division in 1994. Most common types of tourism: adventure tourism and alternative tourism. What is adventure tourism? Adventure tourism is if I go to a place for rock climbing, if I go to a place for skydiving, river rafting, various kinds of adventures. So mountain climbing, I mean, there are a lot of people who do groups which only deal with adventure tourism. So they're dealing specifically with the particular kind of tourism where adventure is the key. Then you have the alternative tourism. That's a huge umbrella. You're going to a place for medical services. Especially India is a huge medical tourism market because of the price of medical services. And sustainable tourism, religious tourism, you can go to various different landmarks where religion becomes the key. So, I mean, if you're going to, you can have an entire tour around Chhattisgarh, for example. So that will give you religious tourism. Community tourism and tourism also is if you're visiting friends and relatives. Like I'm in Bombay and I have my friend staying in Jodhpur and I'm going to Jodhpur. So I am going there to visit my friend, but I am doing tourist aspects also. So I become a tourist. Types of tourism: backpacking. Backpacking is basically a person who's traveling with a haversack and moving from one place to another in order to do tourism, and what does it on a budget. The other aspect is business tourism. What is business tourism? It's formally known as MICE, meeting, incentives, conference, exhibitions. I'm going for a meeting. I'm going for an incentive. I'm going for conferences, I'm going to attend exhibitions. So that becomes an entire aspect. Then cruise tourism is when I'm going on a cruise, a 10-day cruise, I'm on the ship, I'm enjoying the tourism there, but we stop at different places, so it becomes an entire tourist aspect. Enclave tourism means when I'm going only to a particular resort. And I'm stuck in that resort and I'm doing all activities in the geographical area of that resort. So that resort itself is a tourist destination. And then you have many more. You have beach tourism where I'm going to Goa, for example, just beaches all around. And that's the kind of tourism. So different kinds of tourism. And then there is the inbound tourism and the outbound tourism. Inbound tourism is when people are coming into a destination, they're called inbound. And when they're moving from in country to a different country, that's called outbound. Therefore, you can say tourism can be both domestic or international. And domestic means people from within the country traveling in different states. International means they're traveling from one country to another country. So tourism has a whole gambit. Its gambit includes sightseeing tours, its gambit includes historical destinations, going to historical landmarks, city tours, you're going for city tours, if you're in a city, if you're in the jungle or the wilderness, it includes the wildlife sanctuary tours, it includes various vibrant festivals, it also includes... It's huge. It includes cultural interactions. It includes various forms of theater, of sports, and every other aspect. Tourism is also a catalyst for economic development. What it does, it provides jobs. It's the first thing it does, because when people come, you need people to serve them. It provides infrastructure, because for people to come, you have to build infrastructure. You have to build hotels, you have to build roads where they can come from. So all this is providing infrastructure which creates jobs. And it also promotes, the biggest beauty of tourism, it promotes cross-cultural understanding. people from different cultures coming to a particular culture. They bring a part of their culture with them. They understand a part of the culture which they are going to, and they take that. So it's a give and take relationship. And because it does that, it promotes tolerance. What is the interplay between hospitality and tourism? Hospitality is focused on guests. The guy comes to your hotel, you receive the guest, you provide him relevant services, give him a room to stay, you ensure that he has all the amenities, you make sure that he's taken care of, his travel needs, everything have been taken care of. But it always does not involve using significant travel because it's within the hotel. Tourism focuses on short-term movements, long-term movements, moving from one destination to another. So that involves everything in tourism. Tourism also includes airlines, railways, road transport, accommodation. So hospitality is a part of the tourism industry. They may be different, distinct in their focus, but they are the same part, because without hospitality, tourism cannot flourish. Without tourism, hospitality cannot flourish. So it's a give and take relationship which occurs. Hospitality is the backbone of the tourism industry. The services hospitality provides makes a tourist entire trip well worth it, gives them an enhanced experience, makes the tourist enjoy his trip. So both of them go hand in hand. So tourism fuels hospitality, hospitality fuels tourism. It's a part of an ecosystem where travelers who are traveling require accommodations, they require places to relax, they require cultural interactions, they require business opportunities around them. They require all these aspects. Therefore, hospitality and tourism go hand in hand. So what is the importance of hospitality and tourism? Hospitality and tourism are the largest employers in the world. So there are three primary factors: jobs, customers, and economy. Jobs being the one of the biggest drivers, which also drives economy. They all go through, they're all interlinked. So look at jobs. If you look at jobs, hospitality creates a lot of jobs and tourism creates a lot of jobs. And there are diverse ranges, right from people who are uneducated, but have been trained, given skill trainings, to people who are very educated, because hospitality requires cleanliness, also requires other aspects. So right from you have your service based training jobs, you have your food and beverage preparation jobs, which is cooks, then you have your catering services jobs, then to all the most educated, the event planning, the management, destination planning. Then you have the tour agents who are guiding you, guides. You have tour operators. Plus, you have your transportation services, your cabs, your drivers. It encompasses a whole range of jobs, right from being uneducated to being very well educated. This is an industry. Both hospitality and tourism and accommodate both the kinds of employees. Then let's get to customers. Customers are the most important thing. They are the ones who fuel tourism. They are the ones who fuel hospitality. And they are the biggest beneficiaries of both hospitality and tourism. So they are the ones who want to visit new locations. So if a person has to, and I'll give an example. In 1970s, when Goa was not that huge, and Tatas came up with the Taj in Goa. So they were promoting a destination. So they created, they created the destination and they promoted the destination. But they needed, for promotion of the destination, they needed customers. So they built a hotel to provide comfort, safety, security, and entertainment. They devise programs around it. They build a community of locals around it. They hired locals, they trained locals. Plus, they promoted Goa as a destination all across the world. So, by which they got customers, and then the customers' feedback and things that promoted the destination. So, the customers are the most important aspect. Then, customers also, once it started, Goa, like I gave you Goa, so once Goa started, from the Taj, from there, communities and things got built around it. So you got various bars and restaurants, which are cafes, which came up. So the customers could roam around Goa and get all things around. And once it got promoted as destination, new hotels came in, newer bars came in, newer cafes came in. So it promoted the entire aspect of tourism. Business travelers also benefit because business travelers also have to stay somewhere. They need private meeting spaces. They need to do a conference. So hospitality is the promoter. The customer is the most important aspect. Economy. Hospitality is the largest. Hospitality and tourism are the largest contributors to the economy. Not only do they provide jobs, they also generate foreign exchange. They also generate revenue. They also generate, education and skill levels is around the areas where the promotion of hospitality and tourism is happening. And it has a multiplier effect, like I explained just before. Give Goa as an example. When Goa started as a destination, how did it multiply itself? That's how it did. In 2023, travel and tourism contributed 9.1% to the global GDP. Can you imagine 9.1% to the global GDP? An increase of 23.2% from 2022. And 4.1% below the 2019 pre-pandemic level. In 2023, there were 27 million new jobs created by the hospitality, which was an increase of 9.1% compared to 2022. But it was lower than the pre-pandemic level, because you have to understand the pandemic time stopped hospitality businesses and tourism businesses completely. At least for 2 years, the entire sector suffered. So there were job losses at that point of time. But we are now reaching back to the jobs which we had, plus adding in new jobs also. The domestic visitor segment, which is travel within the countries, rose by 18.1% and surpassing 2019 level. And that has all got to do with what the pandemic did, because once it opened, it didn't open internationally, it opened domestically. So people started seeing in their own country much more. And a country vast as India, the levels have risen in domestic visitor spending rather than international visitor spending, which rose by 33.1% but remained 14.4% below the 2011. So the whole thing was pandemic, and which changed the cycle. So in 2022, travel and tourism business sector in India contributed 5.9% to the total GDP. You have to know how important that is, because agriculture provides 9% and travel and tourism and provides 5.9%. So that's how big the sector is. India amounted to over 15,687 billion Indian rupees, an increase of 89.2% compared to the previous year. Naturally, 2021 was part of the pandemic, so you would see that aspect. Now, what does the hospitality industry include? Before I get into the technicalities, basically it encompasses everything around the gambit of making a guest comfortable or what a person requires during his stay. So lodging, depending on the person's budget, There are different sizes, there are different styles, there are different amenities, different target clientele. So there you have a 1-star to a 7-star. So the different preferences and budgets. So you know, a person may want to stay in a motel, especially when he's traveling in on the highways. Hotels, you have resorts, you have bed and breakfasts, you have homestays, hostels, vacational rentals. You can rent an entire accommodation in rentals. So the target clientele defines where they go to, and the budgets define where they go to. So lodging is a very important aspect, element of the hospitality. Then there's the food and beverage. Food and beverage are of different kinds. I mean, you have restaurants, but restaurants can be multi-cuisine, they can be cuisine specific, there'll be local restaurants, you'll have local cafes, or cafes in the hotel itself also, you can have all these aspects. Then you have bars, pubs where people just relax and enjoy the music, enjoy the atmosphere, dance. You have different lounges, you know, and different catering services. All catering services fall under food and beverage, basically. Then you have the travel and tourism. What does that include? That includes tour operator, your airline, your cruise. The cruise also is a very interesting aspect. It falls both into hospitality and travel and tourism. And it falls into travel and tourism for the duration of the travel and the travel and what you're doing activities. But the cruise itself has got lodging, restaurants, and every other aspect within it. So it falls into both. Then you have, you know, you have your car rental companies. You have your taxi services, you have your transportation services, bus services, is your anything which facilitates a person from traveling from one destination to another destination is included. Then it also includes the whole planning aspect of it. So if I am going to travel from one place to another, I have to have an itinerary, I will build an itinerary, I will choose my destination. I will choose what. First of all, I'll plan, and in terms of what I want to do, and then I will choose the destinations. And then I will choose from my. If I'm going from A destination to B destination within a particular country which I'm traveling into, then I will have to arrange for transportation. Should I take the train? Should I take a local bus, or should I book a taxi? All those aspects. Where will I stay? What activities will I do? And that is encompassed for both domestic and international. Because let's be clear, India is a vast country. So if I'm going to Kerala, I'm not going to only go to Kochi. I'll go to Alleppey, I'll go to Munnar, I'll go to other places also. When I go to all these places, if I'm going from Kochi to Munnar, I have to either have a private car, or do I take the local transport, which is a bus. There's no other way to travel. But if I'm going from Kochi to Alleppey, I may take the train, because it is a faster method to travel, and it will only take me an hour's journey than or traveling by road. So all those aspects which I have to look at and plan come under travel. Elements of the hospitality industry. So let's look at entertainment and recreation. Now, what is entertainment and recreation, and do they form a part of hospitality, or do they form a part of travel and tourism? They form a part of both. So entertainment and recreation, look at it. Like, let's take Mumbai for an example. Mumbai has got a lovely Victoria, places to visit in terms of your museum. So historical museum. You have different kinds of spas available in Mumbai, wellness centers which are there. Then you've got sports venues, especially the Cricket World Cup just happened, so you had matches at Wankhede. So that becomes a part of recreation and tourism. that becomes a part of entertainment. So different things you have to look at. So the overall experience of the guest, it goes to the Tarapur Aquarium and sees all the old British era buildings in India, in Mumbai. So all those aspects are there. But if I'm a MICE customer, that is a meetings, incentive, conference events, what is the elements within it? For me, it is event planning agencies, which I require, with the convention centers there, big banquet halls, meeting venues are there or not, business center availability in the place I stay, exhibition spaces are available if I'm going for an exhibition, and then for weddings, if I have long open air or closed air, corporate events, well, etc., 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 you know, do an entire chapter on that aspect.